the one-year anniversary of fighting in South Sudan is a true tragedy, both for the people of South Sudan and for the hope which South Sudan represented for the continent as the first state to come to independence on the basis of a self-determination referendum. And our message to the people of South Sudan is that we as advocates in the United States of America stand with you, and we hope the U.S. government will stand with you as well to push for targeted sanctions on those leaders who are obstructing peace and responsible for grave human rights abuses.
Your organization says that the only way to stop the conflict is for there should be a severe consequence. What consequence can those people get?
The IGAD mediators have already on a number of occasions themselves said that those who deviate from the cessation of hostilities agreement or obstruct further peace should face targeted sanctions, specifically asset freezes and travel bans, to make those leaders who perhaps have family outside of the country and have their wealth stored elsewhere feel some of the pain which they are putting their own people through in South Sudan, where over 1 million remain displaced to this day.
You have been quoted as saying that the anniversary presents an opportunity for consumers in India and China to consider their stake in the war. What stake do people in India and China have?
From our perspective, the entire world is in a way connected to this conflict in South Sudan because of the oil exports that continue to flow through the pipeline from South Sudan, through Sudan, and out. And primarily that oil is bought by ONGC Videsh, the national oil company of India, and PetroChina, and therefore consumers in both of those countries are in some way connected to the conflict. And this anniversary presents an opportunity for them to consider their connection.
You mentioned the IGAD negotiations. The sticky point for that would be what? The disagreement over the roles that individuals should play in a transitional government.
What we know is that both sides have agreed to cease hostilities, and they've made this commitment and agreement a number of times over the past year, but they've failed to adhere to that promise and pledge. At the same time, as you say, they continue to disagree over which powers certain leaders or members of the leadership structure will have. And it's our position that even as those discussions continue, both sides should adhere to and affirm their existing commitment to putting down their guns and stepping away from the front lines instead of doing what we see they're doing, which is resupplying, preparing for war, and advancing the battle.